You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WMDX Daily News Roundup for Mad Radio 92.7 FM and 1580 AM in Madison.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Some Madison streets and basements flooded in yesterday's rain. City officials say areas like East Johnson and 4th Streets, Stoughton Road, and Lexington had high water. Of course, other spots did too. Because there was a flash flood watch all weekend, city crews had worked to be prepared. They cleaned out storm sewers and grates in the areas that needed it the most. But even more rain fell in southeastern Wisconsin, where there's now a state of emergency. Governor Tony Evers is calling in the National Guard. Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley.
I am declaring a state of emergency all across Milwaukee County to empower our emergency management personnel to deploy more additional resources to activate our state and federal partners to assist us with our efforts right here on the ground within Milwaukee County.
Yesterday was supposed to be the final day of the Wisconsin State Fair, but it had to stay closed. Now, the Red Cross has set up shelters in the area, and Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson says crews are working overtime to clean up. And an unusual underground fire left hundreds without power in downtown Madison for a couple hours yesterday. At about 3:15, people reported seeing smoke coming from manhole covers. Power was shut off for people at hundreds of residences, and streets were closed from West Wash to West Mifflin and the Henry Street area. The scene was cleared and power was back on by 7 o'clock. Meanwhile, the Monroe Street Library is closed because of a water main break. It's closed at least today and tomorrow, but repairs may take longer than that. People can still return library books and use all the library's online features. All the other branches are open as usual. And Ride the Drive was canceled because of the weather. The annual event draws thousands each year celebrating healthy living in Madison. It was supposed to take over nearly 2.5 miles of streets starting on John Nolan Drive. Governor Tony Evers is trying to stop the sun from setting on solar projects. He's urging the Environmental Protection Agency to keep federal grants that help pay for solar projects for low and moderate income families. The agency has signaled it may cancel the program. Evers said that would be unjustified and warned it would drive up energy bills for Wisconsin families. Meanwhile, you'll no longer have to pay sales taxes on energy bills thanks to a provision in the new state budget. The change could save Wisconsinites almost $180 million over the next 2 years. And while our air quality has gotten better, we're not out of the woods yet. The wildfires continue to burn in Canada, which means we could still get more smoke blowing our way. Last year, those wildfires only caused 3 days of air quality advisories here in Wisconsin. We had 21 of them in 2023. So far this year, we've had 22 days of air quality advisories. But now some lawmakers are filing official complaints over the smoke. Joanne Kulatz reports.
A Wisconsin lawmaker has filed an official complaint over wildfire smoke from Canada. Tomahawk Republican Representative Calvin Callahan, along with Republican lawmakers from Iowa, Minnesota, and North Dakota, submitted the letter to the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency. In a statement, Callahan says Canada needs to face real consequences if it fails to get wildfires under control. The letter calls for an investigation into the country's wildfire management practices and for potential remedies under the international law. The lawmakers argue Canada's failure to contain the fires has harmed the quality of life of more than 20 million Americans in the Midwest. They're requesting response within 30 days from the EPA.
A local animal rescue is overwhelmed, trying to care for dozens of cats who were just left behind by their owner. What started as repairs at an empty house has now turned into a massive operation. Terry Barr reports.
A renovation contractor asked to stop by the house found close to 50 malnourished cats, both inside and outside, left behind by the home's renter. Shelter from the Storm received the first call for help. This Madison-based rescue's COO, Peyton Pritzel, calls it a sad reminder how situations involving unspayed and unneutered pets can spiral out of control.
Sometimes people just get crippled by not knowing where to start. And so we always want to be there as an organization through our shelter, as well as our clinic to provide that care when people need it, even when they're feeling overwhelmed without judgment. What's frustrating about this situation is this is somebody who knew of those resources and had those connections and chose to not do what was right. And so that makes it really hard.
This case is under investigation while the cats are now being treated and will soon be up for adoption through Shelter from the Storm and other rescues in the state. You can learn more at sftsrescue.org.
All the rescues are participating in the Clear the Shelters campaign to make it easier for people to adopt. Meanwhile, the Wildlife Center at the Dane County Humane Society has now helped 50,000 animals. Every year, the center cares for 2,000 to 4,000 birds, reptiles, and mammals. They accept 150 different species, anything from blue jays to bats, frogs to foxes. Animal number 50,000 came this summer, a sweet little mallard duckling. On average, it costs about $200 to rehabilitate each animal before releasing it back into the wild. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is 92.7 WMDX News.
Baseball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers open a three-game series against the Pirates tonight after a thrilling 7-6 win yesterday to sweep the Mets. The game tied at 6-6. Bottom of the ninth, Isaac Collins at the plate. FanDuel Wisconsin.
Collins today with two hits. He's 2-for-4. Collins, fly ball.
Despite the floods in Milwaukee, over 37,000 fans came to the ballpark to support the team. Was there concern they might stay home?
I wasn't sure. Yeah, I honestly didn't know like if fans weren't going to be able to make it, and they showed out. Like, that's just AmFam for you, Brewers Nation. You know, they love their Brewers, and you know, I love playing for this team.
That's the Brewers' Isaac Collins. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Eddie Murphy has pretty much been an open book for most of his incredibly impressive career. He was a highly successful comedian, one of the most popular SNL actors ever, and has had a lengthy movie career packed with several blockbusters like Beverly Hills Cop and Trading Places. That did not stop him from pointing out some of the blemishes on his resume in a recent interview with Complex 360. Murphy had no problem discussing some of his clunkers, which included maybe what Murphy considers to be his biggest bomb, The Adventures of Pluto Nash. The sci-fi comedy came out in 2002 and is also one of the biggest flops of all time after bombing with critics and only making $7 million against a $100 million budget. 1998's Holy Man is also on his list and lost big bucks, but when asked about his critically panned comedy Norbit, where Murphy played several different characters, Murphy held his ground and said he loved the movie. More honesty like this, please. Love Eddie Murphy. The music industry is still mourning the loss of Ozzy Osbourne. Wife Sharon Osbourne has said there will be a biopic of the rocker's life. Before you get too excited and think it's going to be all sex, drugs, and rock and roll, the Osbournes say it will focus on their marriage. The project was first announced in 2021, and all the Osbournes will play a role, with his children being listed as producers. Here's a Vigilante Justice news update. The Batman Part 2 has movement. Production will start filming in the spring of 2026, according to Variety. The film will not hit theaters until the following year, with a premiere date set for October 1 of 2027. Robert Pattinson is back to portray the Dark Knight. The production has been delayed several times, but all the ducks appear to be in a row. Matt Reeves is back in the director's chair. I was beginning to think this would never happen. James Cameron's Titanic won 11 Oscars and made over $1 billion at the global box office. The film almost had a much different look, though, as Matthew McConaughey was a frontrunner for the role of Jack Dawson, which ultimately went to Leonardo DiCaprio in the 1997 film. According to producer John Lando's book, McConaughey had a great read at the audition and everyone liked it. Cameron thought it was great, too, but asked the actor to read it again. McConaughey said no, that was good, which, according to Lando, kept McConaughey off the cruise. The world is about to get funnier thanks to Warner Brothers, who has just announced it has greenlit a Kristen Wiig and Jonah Hill film, a new comedy called Cut Off. The two funny stars play a pair of entitled siblings, according to The Hollywood Reporter. Hill is attached as the film's director and Wiig is producing. The film is set for release sometime in 2026. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible today. Otherwise, it'll be partly cloudy with a high right around 82 this afternoon. Tonight, a few scattered thunderstorms will drop into the mid-60s. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms with a high right around 85. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 70.
That's your WMDX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at mad.radio. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.